Hello, my name is Bill White, and this devotion is for Saturday of the first week in Advent, December 9th, 2023. Our lesson today is Matthew 22, verses 15 to 22. Then the Pharisees went and plotted how to entangle him in his words. And they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are true and teach the way of God truthfully, and you do not care about anyone's opinion, for you are not swayed by appearances. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why put me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. And Jesus said to them, "Whose likeness and inscription is this?" They said, "Caesar's." Then he said to them, "Therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard it, they marveled, and they left him and went away. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. In today's text, Jesus instructs us to render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to God the things that are God's. Well, how do we do that? First, we notice that Jesus is distinguishing two realms in which we live, namely the civil realm and the heavenly realm. We believe that God established civil authorities to provide us with law, order, and a just society. As Martin Luther reminds us, we are to obey our legitimate civil authorities as long as they are not requiring us to violate God's word. We also live in the heavenly realm. Here we are reminded that through our baptism into Christ, we were made citizens of the kingdom of heaven. As such, God calls us to be in the world, but not of the world. We are here to love and glorify God by loving and serving our neighbor. We are here to love and glorify God by being faithful disciples of Christ, making disciples for Jesus Christ. Our relationship with Almighty God is to be the most important thing in our life, and this is to be seen in our relationship with others. Thus, living simultaneously in these two kingdoms, Christians face challenges to live lives that are faithful to Christ. For instance, there are those who say we cannot or should not mix politics and religion. Really? Separating religion and politics would be a foreign concept to the early Christian church. Jesus' words remain true for us today. How do we discern the difference of what to render to whom? Think about it, and/or discuss this topic. How do we discern the difference of what to render to whom? What is difficult for you as a child of God? Are you asked to abide by any current worldviews that seem opposed to Christ's teaching? As you wrestle with how to live in both kingdoms, know that you are given the resources to live a faithful life. Go to God's Word and discover His direction. Make Bible study and fellowship with other Christians a dedicated routine in your life. worship weekly and at other opportunities. Pray earnestly about your decisions. These practices will lead you to be a faithful disciple of Christ while living in the civil realm and the heavenly realm. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you have saved us from sin, death, and the power of the devil through Jesus Christ, the one who came as a baby born in Bethlehem, who comes to us daily through word and sacrament, and who will come again to fulfill his kingdom. Forgive us for times past when we failed to render according to your will. Thank you for your promise to be with us in the present and in the future, helping us by the Holy Spirit to know when and how to render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's, and to you the things that are yours. Make us faithful disciples of Christ, who consistently love and glorify you by loving and serving others for Christ's sake. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.